You have a choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and it's 2:31. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
So, last week, AFSCME union members picketed in Champaign and at more than 70 locations statewide because they had not received their a pay raise. And, Ryan, I remember you did a What's Up With That about that. Many picketers carried signs that read, "Public servants deserve a fair wage." And so, I mean, do state workers get a raw deal when it comes to pay? The folks over at the Illinois Policy Institute wanted to take a look into this. And they've released a new report that you can find at illinoispolicy.org. And it's called Out of Sync, Government and Private Employee Compensation in Illinois. And on the phone with us to talk about the study is Ted Dabrowski. He's the Illinois Policy Institute's new Vice President of Policy. Hi, Ted. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. So do state workers get a raw deal when it comes to pay?
Well, that was precisely the question we wanted to ask, you know, after they picketed and they said we deserve a fair wage. And what we found is that as opposed to them making less than the private sector, we found that they actually make 23% more than the private sector. So they make $69,500 on average in total compensation, whereas the private sector takes in about $56,500. That's a $14,000 difference. And that's a huge difference. But let me add that I think equally important is the fact that since 1993, private sector wage has gone down. Today, in 2008, which is the period of the study, 93 to 2008, private sector workers make less than they did 15 years ago, whereas public sector employees are making 18% more when you adjust for inflation. So, you know, it's not only do they receive a fair wage, but they're doing far better than the private sector.
Well, wouldn't that just be, I mean, some might say, well, that's because they've got the union and the union makes sure that they get fairer wages. And those of us in the private sector who don't have unions, well, that's what you get.
Well, and you know, a big factor could very well be that, right? That they have somebody to represent them, to lobby for them, mm-hmm. and that gives them power. Mm-hmm. But what we have a trouble with is the fact that for comparable jobs and for comparable work, they are making much more than the private sector. Okay. And we have to remember, you know, who pays those salaries and who pays the benefits of the public sector?
We do.
It's the private sector. It's the 95% of the rest of the population that's, you know, working hard. They face the private sector problems of competition. Today, Cisco announced that they're going to close 6,000 jobs. I don't know in which state, but that's what happens in the private sector from one day to the next. You lose your job. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have 9% unemployment in Illinois. We have people struggling to tread water, right? Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that are paying public sector pay and benefits, which are much higher than what the private sector is making. So, you know, it's not that we're saying that, you know, we don't want to demonize what the public sector gets. Mm-hmm. We just think it needs to be in line with the private sector. And that should, you know, comparable job, comparable pay.
Okay, going back to the picketing thing, you guys, it says that the AFSCME was picketing because they hadn't received their third promised raise in 7 months.
That's right.
In 7 months? Are you sure about that? Because I guess what I'd heard is that they had turned down a couple of raises and that they'd taken on some furlough days and that the governor was really kind of hosing them over here by not giving them this pay raise.
Well, look, you know, anybody that's getting any pay raises in this market is lucky. And, you know, mm-hmm. clearly in the private sector, that's not happening. And we see the numbers over 15 years, the private sector makes less. Mm-hmm. And in the most recent 2-3 years, it's been a disaster. So it's hard to feel sorry for somebody who's getting 7.5% raise. That said, you know, Governor Quinn did some of his own negotiation and entered into these agreements. We think they were a mistake. He knew what the budget situation was in Illinois, and you know, I believe that he should not have given those raises, and we wouldn't be having this discussion. Mm. But you know, contract to contract, we'll let the courts decide what happens on that last pay increase.
Right.
But we think that the public sector unions need to come back to the table, and we need to discuss this disparity in public sector pay and in public sector benefits.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick weather check here. Here's your Connect FM 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
today, excessive heat warning is in effect. Limit your exposure outdoors. It is currently 94 degrees, but it feels like 114. Small chance of isolated showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high of 95, low of 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, more of the same. Partly sunny, highs around 95, lows around 76 in the evening. Current temperature is 94 degrees at Connect FM.
And we're talking with Ted Dabrowski, and Ted's with the Illinois Policy Institute. He's their new vice president of policy, and you can find them at illinoispolicy.org. That's also where you can print off a copy of their newest report that's called Out of Sync, Government and Private Employee Compensation in Illinois. One of the things in your report that you point out is that $1 of every $3 spent by state government goes to public employees' wages and benefits. That's an astounding number, Ted.
Well, it is, and you know, to some extent, it makes sense that, employee costs are going to be high because the public sector provides teachers, firemen,
right,
and all that. And so, you know, one thing is the overall number. I think what's more worrisome is the trend, and the trend is clearly in the wrong direction. And when you talk about public sector compensation, we have to bring up public sector pensions. And for anybody out there following public sector pensions, we know that the state has been has fallen quite behind in paying what belongs in the public sector pensions. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere between $80 billion shortfall and a $200 billion shortfall. So that means at some point, before people start retiring, we need to generate $280 to $200 billion and put it in that fund. Where's the money going to come from? And that's the biggest issue we have with the public sector pay. You know, that pay has to, that those pensions have to be funded again by the private sector. And so when we talk about the pay and the benefits, we have to remember it's the private sector that's going to have to pay for it in some form. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come in either less education, less health care. Something has to give. And that's our big concern. And we know that raising taxes is a no-go for trying to fund that, because people vote with their feet. They can go to Indiana, mm-hmm, or any other nearby state. Why stick around and pay the taxes for a public sector employee?
Well, that's pensions. A good point. I mean, but you can't really, I mean, just about every state has it. I mean, every state and every local municipality, I mean, we've got pensions here. We've got issues even here in Champaign because, you know, there's a shortfall and we've got these pensions that need to be paid.
Well, yeah, and you're right. All states have public sector pensions. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about Illinois is that we are the worst funded pension, public sector pension, in the country. So our unfunded obligations, our responsibility to the pensioners is huge relative to the rest of these states in the U.S. So how we solve this problem is by getting the public sector unions back to the table and discuss these issues. Mm. And I might even say that they have a huge interest in coming to the table. They may not know it yet, and it's something that we have to do more education on, but if I were a public sector employee and I was going to retire in 20 years, you know what? I would much rather have a defined contribution, a 401k, mm-hmm, that is in my name, rather than rely on this pool of money that may not be there when I retire in 30 years. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a big fight for that pool. So I'd rather convert now, give me the choice, I'll put my money in a 401k, and I know that has my name, Ted Dabrowski, written on it, and mm-hmm, that I will get that public pension when I retire.
Yeah. Well, and I know it is scary. I know a lot of people have worked their tails off, and you know, when we've talked about that, when we've debated this on the show with Ryan, I mean, you know, we've got people who will call up and say, look, I mean, I accepted kind of less pay or paid more into this because I've got the benefits package. And so to think that they're not going to get the benefits that they've worked hard for, you know, a lot of people are worried.
Well, and you know, for the average public sector employee, I understand that they came in with some contract. They, mm-hmm, they're counting on their leaders to negotiate in good faith. They're counting on the government to fund the pensions. And if I'm a public sector employee, I'd say, wait a minute, what's going on? Why isn't my pension funded? You labor leaders, why haven't you fixed this for me?
Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
And so I think it's gonna come to the forefront. It's just a matter of time, and you know, we all need to be at the negotiating table and figure this out so that the economic outlook of Illinois can improve. We don't have a good economic outlook right now. Mm-hmm. We surely want one.
What really pushes my buttons is that these union members are all about equality and fair treatment and equal this, that, and the other thing. But for some reason, they think they deserve special treatment every single time they're talking about pay raises and pensions.
Yeah, and I can't disagree with you more. And you know what's a good statistic that we touch on in our document is turnover. If they were so underpaid, you would see voluntary turnover in government at a much higher level than it is today. Today, it's at one quarter of the level of the private sector. So if they're so underpaid and if things are so bad, why don't they leave? And the matter of fact is that they have a much more comfortable position in the public sector. They don't, Illinois and Indiana aren't going to merge. They're not gonna have big layoffs in the way that the private sector does. So they have huge benefits in terms of holidays and sick pay and things like that. So
Well, that's another thing. I mean, the sick pay and the holidays, it just is out of this water. I mean, University of Illinois employees have more vacation days than anyone I've ever heard of. Sick days as well. I mean, I just don't see why they don't count that in as well.
Well, you know, in our study, we actually tried to annualize for hours worked and try to turn some of those benefits into hours worked. And, of course, if there's a 23% differential in pay between public and private sector, it becomes 28%, or similar to that number, when you include things like that. So yeah, I think we need to focus on the education and try to get more parity between, if they truly are comparable jobs between public and private sector, we would expect to see comparable pay and comparable turnover rates.
So, Ted, it seems like there's been a lot of class warfare lately, you know, private sector versus public sector. You know, I mean, I don't think that you guys are trying to put a bigger wedge between people with this report, are you?
Look, you know, this is a tough subject, and you know, anytime we start talking about people's money, we expect people to get a little riled up. We need a good and efficient public sector if we want to have a really good Illinois. There's no doubt about that, right? Mm-hmm. We need great cops, great teachers. And by the same token, we're not going to be a successful state by any means if we don't have a great private sector. And so we need to work this out. We need to have balance. Today we are out of sync, and hence the name of our paper. We're out of sync, and we need to get back in sync. And so we need to work together to fix this problem. You know, Illinois is a great state. It's got great assets, great resources, and unfortunately has bad policies. And we need to work to align the policies to help Illinois regain its footing. You know, it's ranked very poorly across most of the metrics against the other states, not just our contiguous states here, but the ones in the rest of the country.
I know. I always find myself saying, hey, at least there's California.
Yes,
yeah, thank God for California. Yeah. But sometimes, I think on pensions, we're worse than they are.
Wow.
So that's not good news.
So, okay, you guys do a number of really good reports, and I do highly recommend folks check out IllinoisPolicy.org. And I like it because you guys are not partisan. You guys, this is all about gathering information. It's numbers. What should we do with this information? I mean, how do the public sector and private sector people work together to get Illinois back in sync?
Well, I think the best thing for the listeners on this call is to come first to the realization, maybe, educate yourself on pensions a little bit and understand how big that problem is.
Okay.
If it hasn't entered your mindset, it should. And then what we really need to do, and we're going to work hard on this, is to continue to educate legislators. But a lot of legislators aren't going to act unless there's pressure, they feel the pressure from the citizens who are most impacted. And the ones that are most impacted are the workers who are struggling and trying to maintain two jobs and make ends meet. And if we pressure the legislators, let them know that we need to change our pensions. We need to reform our pensions. If they feel that pressure, they'll act. If they don't, they'll just keep kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, but when you're saying reform pensions, it's not change it so that those who are you were saying that that $280 to $200 billion shortfall, those folks are owed their money. You're saying from here on out, or changing it so that we're not looking at this again 50 years down the road.
Yeah, well, we're saying, look, actually, we're going to have to, if we really want to solve this problem, mm-hmm. we're going to have to change what an existing employee, we don't, at this point, we're not talking about what people have already earned.
Okay.
We're talking about changing the benefits going forward.
Okay. And I think that makes a complete sense. I mean, we have to realize we can't keep doing this.
Right. We can't keep doing it because it's not going to work. And, mm-hmm. The same people that are trying to protect their pay and their pensions are the ones that are going to get hurt. So, we have a lot of work to do on educating.
Okay. All right, and a great step to begin educating is to download your free report.
All right.
And
well, thank you.
You betcha, Ted. It's at illinoispolicy.org. And, Ted, is your picture up on the website? I know you're new. Is it up there yet?
It will be soon. I don't think it's there yet.
All right. Well, we look forward to checking it out.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate your time today.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.